Hey, a good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. We are up to day 13, which is called consistency. And this is, I started with a quote from a pasuk, from a verse from my own bar mitzvah parsha. Esakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, esakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben harbayim. Which on the surface seems like one of the most mundane, sort of boring verses in the Torah. And the lamb that you shall bring in the morning, and the lamb you shall bring in the afternoon, referring to the Korban Tamid, the everyday sacrifice that used to be brought in the temple of old in Yerushalayim. And it's interesting because if you were to be asked the same question that all these great rabbis were asked in the Talmud, what is considered to be the most important verse in the Torah? Maybe you would have answered like Rabbi Akiva, "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha," love your neighbor as yourself, as we spoke about. Or you would have said the Shema. But Shimon ben Pazi suggests this very mundane verse because it reflects a very profound Jewish teaching that what's most important in life is not the occasional, it's not the unbelievable experience that happens once in a while. It's that which happens every day, because the value of sticking to the same thing every day is ultimately what builds us, and we know this. On the physical plane, we know that when you want to build muscle or you want to tone your body, right? It's the exercises that you do every day that ultimately have the biggest effect. And we know that the same thing when it comes to relationships, that love and trust cannot be developed in, as I said in the chapter, in a haphazard fashion. They have to be consistent if they're going to be meaningful. And that's why we start every morning with the Brachot HaShachar, with the morning blessings, and we point out all these little things that we mull over each and every day of our lives, because the more consistent we make our gratitude, the more real it becomes. And I wanted to just add one thing to the entry that is not in the in the chapter itself. And it's something actually I heard years ago on Oprah, so I guess I know it's true if you hear it on Oprah. But Oprah brought in an expert on these blue zones. There are four blue zones in the world, and these are zones in the world that have been identified by experts as somehow allowing for longevity. These are parts of the world where people live very, very long times. There's only one in the United States, and of course it's on the West Coast, in California somewhere, where people are living till 105, 106, 107. There's one in the more Asian parts of the world. And this gentleman that Oprah brought onto her show studied the practices that were common to all of these people that live really long lives. And she mentioned a couple of things. Of course, diet, she mentioned, was important. He mentioned, the gentleman who wrote his dissertation on this, he talked not only about diet, but working, right? The idea of retiring early doesn't seem to be well correlated with longevity. People who live long seem to be very, very active, maybe not in their jobs, but physically active every day. And the other thing that was mentioned, which I thought was very powerful, and she made a very good case for synagogue or MGE or whatever, and that was prayer. She said that people who live longer prayed, but she said praying consistently. And by the way, as an aside, Hebrew University conducted a study years ago and concluded that there's a positive correlation between people who pray and people who live longer. But what Oprah's guest shared was that the prayer needed to be consistent. That if people pray haphazardly, they do it sometimes, they don't do it other times, it's not an everyday kind of practice, then it doesn't necessarily lead to a longer physical life on this earth. And I think that just underscores the power of consistency, that when we do something consistently, it can have real long-lasting effects. Of course, you have to be doing the right thing. You can do something really damaging consistently, and it'll have very bad effects. Prayer, obviously, is a positive activity. And so going back to the way we began our discussion today in the chapter, that, b'ahavta l'recha kamocha, this lofty idea of loving your neighbors yourself, or believing in God expressed in the Shema, right? these are very important parts of our faith, of our tradition. But without daily and consistent activities that connect us to God and that benefit also our fellow human being, these lofty ideas of reaching out to other people, of believing in this God we can't even see, they're just going to remain esoteric and detached ideas. The lamb that you bring in the morning, and the second lamb you bring in the afternoon, sounds really dull and boring, but you keep it up consistently, and that's the only way to transform lofty ideas into real reality. Consistency, as I say at the end of the chapter, is the name of the game. I want to wish you all a holy and beautiful Shabbos.